He was talkative and seemed in no pain, obviously still shocked and dazed from his wound. I knew he would hurt badly soon, because he was hit in a painful area. I saw a smear of blood around a tear in his dungaree trousers, so I unhooked his cartridge belt and then his belt and his trousers to see how serious the wound was. It wasn't the round, neat hole of a bullet, but the gash characteristic of a shell fragment, about 2 inches long and oozed a small amount of blood. "What hit you?" I asked. "Our company 60 mortars," answered the wounded Marine. I felt a sharp twinge of conscience and thought some 60-millimeter mortar men in the poor guy's own company fouled up and dropped some short rounds. Almost as though he had read my thoughts, he continued, "It was my own damn fault I got hit, though. We were ordered to halt back there away and wait while the mortars shelled this area. But I saw a damn nip and figured if I got a little closer, I could get a clear shot of the son of a bitch. When I got here, the mortars came in and I got hit. Yes, I'm lucky it wasn't worse. I guess the nip slipped away." "You better take it easy now," I said as the stretcher came up. We got the young Marine on the stretcher, put his rifle and helmet alongside him, and moved back down the ridge a little way to a corpsman. Several corpsmen were at work in a deep ravine cut into the ridge by erosion. It had sheer walls and a level floor and was perfectly protected. About a dozen wounded, stretcher cases, and walking wounded were there already. As we set our casualty onto the floor of the ravine, he said, "Thanks a lot, you guys. Good luck." We wished him luck and a quick trip to the States. Before we left, I paused and watched the corpsman a moment. It was admirable how efficiently they handled the wounded, with more coming in continuously as stretcher teams left for evacuation centers with those already given field first aid. We split up, moved apart a little, and sought shelter along the slope to await orders. I found a commodious two-man standing foxhole commanding a perfect wide view of the draw for a long distance, right and left. It obviously had been used as a defensive position against any movement in the draw, and probably had sheltered a couple of Japanese riflemen, or perhaps a light machine gunner. The hole was well dug in dry clay soil. The ridge sloped up steeply behind it, but the hole and its surroundings were devoid of any enemy equipment or trash of any kind. There wasn't so much as an enemy cartridge case or ammo carton to be seen. But there were enemy tracks in the soft soil thrown out of the hole, tracks of tabi sneakers and hobnail sole field shoes.